Philadelphia Congressman Shaka Fatah is likely going to jail now that he's been found guilty of leading a criminal enterprise that stole hundreds of thousands of taxpayer and charitable dollars. For some voters, it's a troubling coda to a political career spanning more than two decades. WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports.
Fatah's days in Congress were numbered even before his corruption trial began. After 11 terms in office, he lost April's Democratic primary. West Philly ward leader Gregory Spearman has known Fatah since the start. He says the guilty verdict will dishearten voters.
Because you're always fighting backwards out here. There's a strong core of people that view politics negative. And to hear it only gives fuel to that argument.
Longtime Germantown resident Greg Palmier says the congressman's conviction is certainly a black eye, but it's not everything to him.
He didn't just talk the talk, he walked the walk. And very few elected officials do that. And then to have him trip at at the height of his ability to make things happen and help our community is hard.
In a statement, Fatah said it's been an honor serving his constituents and that he's proud of what he's accomplished in Congress. Technically, Fatah can hang on to his seat until January, though most legal experts anticipate considerable pressure for him to resign well before that. Former Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell told CBS Radio that's exactly what Fatah should do.
Anytime any public official is found guilty of corruption charges, it's a very difficult thing for me because it casts aspersions on all politicians. You know, people are fond of saying, well, they're all crooks. Well, of course, we're not all crooks.
Fatah was found guilty on a slew of corruption charges, including racketeering conspiracy, bribery, and money laundering. I'm Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.